Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PNC Infratech Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by Ambit Capital Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Please note this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sudeep Bora from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Ambit Capital, I'm pleased to welcome you all on the PNC Infratech Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call. We have with us the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh Jain, along with the senior management team. We will begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. Today, I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director, Infra, and Mr. Pankaj Agarwal, Vice President, Finance and Accounts, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. The financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and company's website for your reference. I would first like to share the key development across the industry with you, followed by operational updates of the company and highlights of financial performance during the quarter and full year ended 31st March 2026. Post which, we will be happy to answer your questions. Financial year 2026 witnessed a mixed outcome for the highway sector. While awarding activity continued to be subdued during the year, execution activities remained satisfactory for the given order backlog, with NHAI constructing over 5,300 km of national highway during the year. Awarding activity by National Highways Authority of India stood at 3,124 km aggregate length, more than 30% below the targeted length of 4,500 km. The subdued awarding activity over the past three years, largely caused by persistent delay in acquisition of land, extended project appraisal and approval timelines, and delay in finalizing of bid and bankable project structure under DBFOT toll model. Union Budget for financial year 2027 reflects the government commitment to faster infrastructure development. Capital expenditure for the road sector has been budgeted at approximately 2.9 trillion for financial year 2027, representing an increase of around 8% over the previous year. With increased focus on expressway access control, greenfield alignment, including four and six lane economic corridors, the expansion in lane kilometers is expected to remain healthy, reflecting government's continued emphasis on building larger and more extensively highway infrastructure network in the coming years. Against this backdrop, we remain hopeful that project approval and land acquisition process will accelerate, resulting in improved awarding momentum, which will translate into wider bidding opportunities and a stronger pipeline for the key players in highway sector, particularly in fund-based mandates such as HAM and BOT toll. New opportunities have been rapidly emerging across core infrastructure segment, including renewable energy and storage, power transmission, water supply and irrigation, and other sectors. India's target of achieving 500 GW non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030, coupled with critical requirement of battery energy storage system, to bridge the gap between intermittent renewable energy generation and country's rapidly growing peak power demand provides a large number of sustained business opportunities in this sector. India's power transmission sector is entering a high growth phase driven by the rapid expansion of renewable energy and acute need of augmentation and strengthening of national grid. Both central and state governments are heavily investing in new intra and interstate transmission networks and grid modernization projects, including setting up of large number of high capacity substations across geographies. Water infrastructure segment in both drinking water and irrigation spaces continue to provide significant opportunities on both EPC and PPP modes. Supported by government flagship Jal Jeevan Mission, which has been extended till 2028, and water resource management projects being initiated by states. With emerging opportunities across railways, metro rail, airports, ports, logistics, mining, road base, and urban development sectors, India's infrastructure opportunities landscape is set to expand in a big way beyond traditional roads and highway sectors. Opportunities in these diverse sectors are expected to generate a sustained project pipeline over the coming years for infrastructure companies with healthy financials, strong execution capabilities, and a proven track record. Towards the end of financial year 26, geopolitical tension in the West Asia led to volatility in global crude oil price and logistic cost, resulting in higher input cost, particularly bitumen, fuel, and logistics. Ministry of Road Transport and Highways introduced cost escalation compensation mechanism for national highways projects executed on EPC, HAM, PVMC modes, payable from 1st April 2026, and reduced price adjustment cycle from 3 months to 1 month to address the adverse impact due to steep increase in bitumen prices. These measures are expected to provide some relief margin pressures faced by the highway construction and development firms to a certain extent. Now coming to the recent updates on the company. In March 26, the company successfully completed the sale of its equity stake in PNC Chelicherry Highway Private Limited to Vertis Infrastructure Trust. This transaction marked the completion of the final tranche of the strategic divestment of 12 assets announced in January 24. In April 26, the company emerged as the lowest bidder for two HAM projects of National Highway Authority of India in Uttar Pradesh, with a combined bid project cost of 3,483 crore. In May 26, the company was declared in the L1 bidder for an EPC project of Lucknow Development Authority for the construction of four-lane flyover on bank of Gomti River in Lucknow. The quoted bid value for the project is around rupees 2,200 crore. In May 26, company received a letter of acceptance from Uttar Pradesh State Bridge Corporation Limited for an EPC bridge project of value rupees 559 crore in joint venture. In May 26, company received provisional completion PCOD for Prayagraj Kosambi Package 3rd HAM project of MORTH. The project was declared fit for commercial operation effective from 31st March 26. On 12 May 2026, the company entered into a one-time settlement agreement with NHAI regarding Agra Bypass EPC Project Arbitration Award under the Vivad Se Vishwas 3rd scheme for an amount of rupees 235 crore payable by NHAI to the company. Moving on to the operational and financial performance of the company. The company 15 fund-based project portfolio comprising 1 BOT toll project, 2 BOT NOT project and 14 HAM projects. Aggregate bid project cost of 14 HAM project is over rupees 17,200 crore. Out of total 14 HAM projects, 5 projects achieve PCOD and COD, 6 projects are under construction, 1 project of MPRDC achieved financial closure, 2 projects in which company stands L1 bidder, LOI are expected shortly. Total equity investment requirement for the HAM project is rupees 1,623 crore, excluding 2 HAM projects for which LOA are yet to be received. Till March 26, company already infused rupees 1,081 crores and the remaining equity of rupees 542 crore to be invested over the next 2 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the above equity investment requirement. Now moving on to our order book. Company's unexecuted order book stands at over rupees 22,000 crore, which includes the value of newly secured 2 HAM projects and 2 APC bridge projects. Highway contract contributes 62% of total unexecuted order book, while water, canal, area development, railway and airport contract contributes around 25% and coal mining contracts contribute 13%. Now I would present the results for the quarter and year ended March 31st, 2026. Standalone revenue for the Now moving on to our order book. Company's unexecuted order book stands at over rupees 22,000 crores, which includes the value of newly secured 2 HAM projects and 2 APC bridge projects. Highway contributes 62% of total unexecuted order book, while water, canal, area development, railway and airport contract contribute around 25% and coal mining contract contribute 13%. Now I would present the result of the quarter and year ended March 31st, 2026. Standalone revenue for the fourth quarter of financial year 26 is rupees 1,458 crore, and EBITDA for the fourth quarter of 26 is rupees 175 crore. Standalone EBITDA margin for the quarter is 12.02%. Standalone profit for the fourth quarter of financial year 26 is rupees 100 crore. Standalone PAT margin for the quarter is 6.89%. Standalone revenue for the financial year 26 is rupees 4,633 crores. EBITDA for financial year 26 is rupees 583 crore. EBITDA margin for financial year 26 is 12.58%. Profit for the financial year 26 is rupees 344 crore. Standalone PAT margin for financial year 26 is 7.43%. Now moving on to the consolidated results. Consolidated revenue for the fourth quarter financial year 26 is rupees 1,167 crores. Consolidated EBITDA for fourth quarter of financial year 26 stood at rupees 277 crores. The EBITDA margin for quarter four financial year 26 is 17.14%. PAT for fourth quarter is rupees 108 crores. PAT for fourth quarter is 6.6%. Consolidated revenue for financial year 26 is rupees 5,368 crore. Consolidated EBITDA is rupees 1,137 crores. EBITDA margin for financial year 26 is 21.17%. Consolidated PAT for financial year 26 is rupees 832 crores. The PAT margin for financial year 26 is 15.49%. On a standalone basis, our net worth as on 31st March 26 is ₹5,811 crores, where is standalone debt from banks and financial institutions and intercorporate deposit is ₹741 crores. This translates to net debt to equity 0.13 times. Total cash and bank balance including current investment is ₹1,068 crores. Thus, we have net surplus of ₹327 crores as on 31st March 2026. On console basis, our net worth as on 31st March 26 is ₹6,813 crores, whereas total debt is ₹5,151 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.76 times. The total cash and bank balance including current investment is ₹2,856 crore. With this, we now open the floor for question answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, couple of questions. Broadly on the guidance part, obviously the FY26 and Q4 was slightly lower versus what we were expecting, 350-400 crore kind of a lower number. And we were looking at 25% kind of a growth for FY27 at standalone. So just wanted to know now, given the order inflow is also there, and how one can look at the revenue growth for FY27 and even possibly based on the current order book, how one can look at the FY28 also and then the EBITDA margin also.
See, the revenue what we achieved in FY26, because as you know that the four of our projects got delayed. Execution, three of NHA projects and one of MPRDC projects of having a more than 4,400 crores for which we executed our concession agreements way back in July 23 and March 24. Thus has resulted in lower turnover in FY26 than what we expected. And going by this turnover of 4,633 crores, so we are looking for a proposing a guidance of around 30% for FY27 and which will be around 6,000 crores top line. And then for FY28, from there we are looking at another 25% guidance for FY28. So that will roughly translate to 7,500 crores. The EBITDA will continue to be around 12% for both for FY27. So we'll see what would be the EBITDA in FY28 going forward, given the geopolitical tensions and the volatility in commodity prices.
Yeah, so that to just to touch on that, so at least for in Q1 or maybe in Q2, do we see a kind of a risk on the margin, and if yes, how much, whatever the price increase has happened, the crude related, and then the steel and everything. Do we see anything and structurally also obviously we have a escalation clause, but given the kind of a sharp increase, how much one can look at kind of a risk to the margin?
See, certainly we cannot deny that there would not be any margin pressure. Certainly there will be pressure on our margins given the current scenario. But as you said, that Ministry of Road Transport and NHA both came out with the compensation mechanism to cover the steep escalation in the prices of bitumen directly with the base rate from the 1st April, which should be mitigating some of the price rise to certain extent, which will give some relief to the margin pressure. But certainly there will be margin pressure would be there. But going forward, once these tensions are subdued and there is a stability in the commodity market, so we in the Q3 and Q4, we should be able to achieve the healthy margins. And overall in FY27, so we are hopeful of achieving 12% EBITDA.
Yeah, great. And so now on the inflow front, so two aspects. So what I understand is 3,975 crore that we have already won in till now in FY27 plus 2,000 crore solar that we have not included. So if I include that also, so it is kind of a 6,000 crore is already there with us now. So how much more are we looking at to bag in this year, and at the same time how much projects or the value of projects that we have bidded and bid is yet to be open?
We are expecting a overall new order book of around 15,000 crores in FY27, out of which we got 3,957 new orders highway sector. And as you said, if you consider order book from the renewable energy, so it will be around 6,000 crores. So 9 to 10,000 crores further orders we are expecting in FY27. And regarding the bids what we had submitted, we submitted 15 EPC bids and one HAM bid, which is around 14,000 crores, which are to be opened. The price bids are yet to be opened maybe before end of this month, and some bids will be opened during the month of June. So we are expecting some projects from the 14,000 crores where we already submitted bids.
Okay. And lastly, sir, a couple of balance sheet data points, if you can share. Retention money, unbilled revenue, mobilization advance, HAM data, water data.
Just note down.
Yeah.
Retention money is 264 crore.
Okay.
Mobilization advance is 155 crore.
Yeah.
Total debtors is 1,660 crore rupees. Out of that, HAM tender debtors is 372 crore.
Okay.
And water debtors is 868 crore.
And unbilled revenue would be how much, sir?
Unbilled revenue is 475 crore.
Okay.
As of 31st March 2026.
And then this equity 542 crore. So this I hope does not include the two HAM project equity. What would be the broader one can take a 14% of the BPC that way, and this 542, how much we will be investing for 27 and 28, and also the solar 400 odd crore that we need to invest, how much in 27 and 28?
Out of 542 crore, around 350 crore will be infused in current financial year 27. And the balance will be in financial year 28.
Okay, and for solar, sir?
Solar,
BESS, I mean.
BESS, can. Actually, the total equity requirement we have told earlier was 400 crore rupees. Out of that, approximately 120 crore will be infused in this financial year.
Okay, got it, sir. I have more questions. Come back in queue. All the best. Thank you. And good to see the breakup of the order book project-wise in the presentation. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Jainam Shah from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, the first question will be on the order inflow guidance. So we have guided for the 15,000 crore order book, out of which 4,000 odd number that we have already received, balance for 11,000, which specific segments we will be targeting? Do we have anything in mind, like roads would be this much, rest of the segment would be this much, anything on that part?
See, 60 to 70% we are still targeting from the highway sector, because NHA has declared that they're coming out with a large number of highway projects, both on HAM and as well as BOT toll, apart from the EPC. So 60 to 70% we are targeting from the highway sector, and the remaining we are targeting from the non-highway sector.
Okay, and so the BOT toll that you told about, so we will be keen to bid for the BOT toll project as a direct contractor, or it would be subcontractor to some entity who would have bid it directly?
No, no.
We are bidding directly.
We'll be bidding directly as we are meeting the qualification criteria. But of course, we'll subject to thorough due diligence, including detailed traffic studies and viability analysis. We'll see, because NHA is still working on the structure, and very recently also they changed some of the parameters. So today also some discussion is going on one of the BOT projects NHA proposed to be. So we'll see, but it will be direct bidding.
Got it. So one thing on the top line, so if we see we are targeting 30 and 25% growth for next 2 years, which will be leading to, let's say, 7,000 CR plus revenue for us, which was the case for us in, let's say, a few years back, 23 and 24 as well. After reaching to that revenue, somewhat, you can say a few of the infrastructure company who is mainly into the road generally faces the pressure from the order inflow, and then there has been a decline which we have seen as well, and other companies as well. So how do we see other sectors, you can say, ramping up for us, the qualification criteria, and going forward, how do we see road as a total order book? And of course, the NHAI pipeline and the overall awarding has been dip over the last few years. So how do we see our company beyond, let's say, 7,000 crore of top line, which will be achieved, let's say, in over next 2 years?
See, NHAI will continue to be our focus client. Because see, once this kind of, there has been a very unhealthy competition over the last 2 to 3 years, coupled with the low awarding activity by NHA. So these two has affected our order inflow during the past 2 to 1.5 years, and consequently the revenue also, because there have been no major orders during the last 3 years from NHA. So it affected our revenue also. But see, other sectors are emerging. A lot of projects are coming in railways, and also transmission and renewable energy, including energy storage, and also some projects are coming from area development and other things. We are looking at them. We are looking at them, and we are pursuing those opportunities also. So that's why we said that around 30 to 35% we are expecting the new orders from these things as we are pursuing these opportunities actively. Certainly, that's why we have given around 30% for the FY27 order book, and then going forward 25% that is for FY28. But certainly once these current geopolitical tensions are subsided, we'll relook at it, and we'll share with you maybe sometime in the beginning of H2.
Got it, sir. So from the margin part, of course, our majority of the revenue for this and last year was from the road segment. Going forward, let's say other segments are going to have a better inflows, and our focus will be also on that, along with the roads. So do we have any, you can say, because we'll be new to those segments, will it impact our overall margins at the standalone level, or we continue to maintain 12% margin guidance? Because in roads we have been doing it since long, the sectors would be new to us. So will there be any risk of the margin with new segments contributing more and more to the revenue?
See, we don't see any kind of a cross-subsidy kind of a thing in margin perspective. As you know, that earlier we were targeting a margin of 13 to 13.5% EBITDA margin in our portfolio. Now it is, now the guidance what we are sharing with you is around 12%. Considering all the factors, see, I'm continuing from where I left. See, considering all the factors, We don't see, because we are diversifying into other sectors, that will impact the margins of the roads and highway sector. So we should be able to achieve a margin of 12% EBITDA, even with the mix, kind of mix we are foreseeing, roads and non-roads sectors.
Got it. So, just last thing from my side. On the competition part, you told that because of the lower awarding along with the competition, the order inflow has been muted. Are we seeing any change in the trend from the competition for the NHAI and MoRTH projects, or the same thing has been continuing for, let's say, latest projects which would have opened recently?
The competition in the EPC segment will continue to be very sharp and very, I would say, cutthroat kind of a competition will be there in EPC. But NHA, if you see the NHA, they came out with a list of projects they proposed to bid out over the next 1 year. So majority of them are HAM and BOT toll, where we are seeing the lesser competition in compared to EPC. So since we are in a position to invest into these projects, either it's a HAM or BOT toll, with our healthy balance sheet and our investable capacity. So we look forward to have a lesser competition in the HAM projects, that too particularly the larger size HAM projects. So recently we won this 1700 worth of two projects, because there we see the number of bidders are reduced in compared to earlier bidding earlier projects which were bid out. So we going forward, we see lesser competition in the HAM segment as well as BOT toll compared to EPC and the smaller size projects.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side. If I have anything, I'll join. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jyoti Gupta from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Am I audible? Good evening,
yes,
sir.
Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Now, we've seen some diversification strategy in your company, where you've entered into mining services, solar, and other agencies. What kind of return thresholds are being targeted in these segments? In mining services in particular, what is the CapEx commitment and expected asset terms that you're expecting? And are there any plans to enter transmission, urban infrastructure, or any other kind of infra, maybe defense opportunities that you're actually looking forward to?
CapEx.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
The total CapEx required for this coal mining project was estimated to be 350 crore rupees.
And that
out of which we have already infused, made the CapEx around 250 crore rupees in current financial year 26.
What are the expected asset terms, sir?
Hello?
Hello.
Come again?
Hello. I said, sir, what is the expected asset terms, expected asset terms from this CapEx commitment, what you're investing?
We are investing in the plant and machinery.
Mm-hmm.
Around 350 crore rupees.
Asset.
Okay. I would rephrase it. You are entering into different sectors like mining services, solar, and other agencies. What kind of return thresholds are being targeted in these segments?
See, before mining and before solar, we had entered into water sector in a big way 5 years before. As you know, the rural drinking water supply project and the Jal Jeevan Mission, with an overall value of more than 6,800 crores, we entered into this segment 5 years before Jal Jeevan Mission. And concurrently, that time we also entered into irrigation project of around 1,100 crores in Andhra Pradesh. So we diversified into these sectors of decade before, and we could still able to maintain the margins reasonably around that percentage what we have been doing from earlier times. So there is no major impact on the margin. And this coal also, where we got around 3,000 crores, because we have been doing the capital mining projects from the beginning to meet our aggregate requirement. We have enough kind of experience and expertise in mining activities. So in the coal as well as the solar, so the margins would be around the, it will be akin to the margin that we have been securing in road sector. So overall, there won't be any major impact on the overall margin. So we should be able to get the similar returns in these two sectors also, including highways, what we have been getting, and water sector.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, on solar project, when do we expect to start the work?
See, in the solar, maybe will be physical execution will be starting from Q3, but the third quarter of this year. We, as you know, the land we have already identified, and we entered into some kind of arrangement with the aggregators. And the connectivity also, we received in principle approval. We are expecting final approval also in 1.5 to 2 months' time. Going forward, then we'll enter into PPA, power purchase agreement with the NHPC. Then we'll start physical execution, starting by initially procurement and followed by construction.
So what revenue are we targeting in 27 and 28?
We are targeting around 600 crores in FY27 and remaining amount solar, 600 crores. So 600 crores and 1400 crores in FY28.
Okay. Sir, on JJM, how have been the payments? Have you seen any improvement in first quarter? And what revenue are we targeting in 27, 28?
See, they issued some payments they released because the state government released from their side and to be able to get around the 300 crores payment during the current financial year. And we are also expecting some more payments maybe before end of the quarter, June 30. And for FY27, we are targeting 750 crores revenue with a hope that the government will release more and more funds for this project, both central.
Sir, what would be the cash in PNC Infra Holdings as of now?
Yes. Hello? The cash balance in PNC Infra Holdings is around 1100 crore rupees.
Okay, including current investments.
Including current investment.
Yeah, okay. And sir, on the AD side, so we have received two new HAMs and also AD is pending for one older HAM. So we were targeting to get AD in 1Q27. So are we on track now for Western Bhopal?
Western Bhopal, we are expecting AD before the end of the Q2, I would say before end of the September, 30th September, and we should be able to commence the physical execution in Q3.
So what is the reason for so much delay in the appointed date for that project?
See, the original alignment, they faced some serious hindrances and impediments in the original alignment because of the land acquisition issues and the other environmental issues. So they changed the alignment. Because of the change of alignment, it took prolonged time. So now the things are settled. Government has approved the new alignment and the project. So certainly, we'll be executing some kind of agreement and appointed date is expected before end of the second quarter. So the commencement physical execution will begin during the current financial year, say in the third quarter of FY27.
Okay, sir. Lastly, on interest cost, it has risen sharply to 30 crores in Q4. So how do you see it going forward?
Hello?
Interest cost.
Hello?
Yeah.
Interest cost is increased in Q4 due to two reasons. One is the utilization of working capital, and the second is the interest on term loan of loan which is taken for machine financing.
Hello.
Yes, sir,
Yeah,
we
how
can
do
hear
you
you.
expect going forward in FY 27?
FY 27, we see that the interest cost will be reduced 3 to 4 crore from the current quarter.
Okay, fine. Okay. Thank you. Those were my questions.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Archit Agrawal from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Archit, please use your handset mode.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes. My question is, why has execution pace been slow despite the strong order book?
See, as I had mentioned, the order book of the 4,400 crores projects, four HAM projects, three of NHAI and one of MPRDC, though it's a part of the order book, 25% of the order book, we could not commence these projects till, I would say, October, November of this year. And one of the projects still we have to get the appointed date, that is the MPRDC projects. Delay in commencement of these projects resulted in the lesser turnover, though we got the order book. And other things, for example, coal, we have a 5 years of horizon for the coal, the order what we got. So we got the 5 years time for the coal projects. Whatever is the order book, it will spread over the next 5 years. And solar also, we are in the development phase. So that is there, but going forward, definitely this execution will be geared up. As you said that we are expecting 30% top line growth in FY 27, and thereby another 25% top line growth in FY 28.
Okay. And what will be the margin guidance for the FY 27 and 28?
FY 27, the margin guidance is 12% EBITDA, around 12%. FY 28, going forward, we'll share with you because the current volatility in the commodity prices and then consequent increase in our input cost. So we'll not able to tell. But it should be around 12% in FY 28 also, should the things be normalized going forward.
And what are the key reasons of sharp EBITDA margin compression, like from 19% it was in FY 25, and now it's about 12 to 13% this year?
See, FY 25, we received more than 400 crores payment towards the arbitration awards published in our favor through settlement under Vivad Se Vishwas II. And also we received a 50 crore plus bonus from one of the projects we completed for MSRDC, that is Nagpur-Mumbai Expressway Package 4. So because that reflected in the higher turnover in FY 25.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll take our next question from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, first question is that, last year when we had given the guidance for FY 26, initially we were assuming 15-20% growth. Then it was subsequently downgraded to 5%, and we ended the year with a 20% down in terms of revenues. So, basically giving any guidance is very difficult because the approvals and all were pending, and you could not get that in time, and execution was hampered massively. So, sir, this year when I look at your guidance of 6,000 crore, I mean, if you can break it up between, let's say, all the projects that you are doing where you don't have any approval pending. So what is that clean sort of revenue where the execution is just pending? What is that out of that 6,000? And what is the amount that you are penciling in where you are still waiting for various approvals, etc.? And if they don't come, then this 6,000 crore will be under question mark.
See, 6,000 crores guidance we have given, very consciously we are giving a 6,000 crores guidance. Of course, last year there was certain uncertainty about the delay in the appointed date for the already awarded projects.
But the this 6,000 crores guidance what we are giving, based on the projects which have been duly awarded to us, we are not considering any new projects that are going, we are going to secure during the remaining 10 months period of the current financial year. Then one thing. Second thing also, this guidance is largely based on the where projects where the appointed date has already been declared, and also then projects are going on. For example, the large projects of three HAM projects which are going on, and earlier two more HAM projects of NHA, that's also in progress. And we got a two major projects from MSRDC on Jalna Nanded Expressway and also Pune Ring Road. Those projects also going on in full swing. So considering all these aspects, the whatever guidance we are giving this year is on a firm orders as well as the projects which are going without any pending of anything. Of course, only one project, that is the Western Bhopal, we should need to get a appointed date, and the rest of the projects are okay. So unlike last year, we don't foresee any major hurdles or any unforeseeable things that will come into achieving our order. So we should be able to get. I agree, last year we were a bit optimistic when we were given order guidance in the initial year, but later we faced these difficulties, and there was a prolonged delay in the declaration of appointed date for the NHA HAM projects due to land acquisition issues and delay in the Western Bhopal bypass project.
So, sir, this year this Western Bhopal and then this solar project where you are penciling in 600 crores. So, what is pending, sir, here? So, one is appointed date is pending. So, when how much are you penciling in for Bhopal this year? And for solar project of 600 crore also, I think you have not yet started, right? So, what is pending there and when it will start?
See, our 6,000 crores, what we are projecting now with a guidance of 30%, we have taken very minimal value of work, around 100 crores for the Bhopal bypass project. Though we are expecting the physical execution will commence in the Q3. That is one aspect. And the second thing, in case of solar, out of 2,000 crores of the order what we are expecting from the solar, only 30% we have considered in the current financial year. As we had said earlier, solar, the land acquisition and the land possession is in an advanced stage. We identified the land and also finalized the initial kind of arrangement with the aggregators and all. We are expecting minimum 30% physical possession of the land before execution of PPA. Then going forward, then initially the procurement will be there, which will be high cost items procurement will be there. So we are hopeful of getting 600 crores from the solar project this year, EPC. Even as a fallback kind of a thing, because there are other projects, we have not taken any project from work done from the two new HAM projects what we secured from NHA. So if we are able to achieve the appointed date during the current financial year, we'll get some revenue from these two new HAM projects in Uttar Pradesh, what we secured recently. So going by the some kind of a fallback arrangement we are having, so we should be able to achieve 6,000 crores comfortably.
And sir, on this margin issue, so, you know, like earlier we had mostly HAM projects from NHAI where generally it is considered that margins are better and payment terms are better, delays are less in terms of release and fund and everything. Now, you know, if I look at your order book, it is more geared towards all state government projects where, you know, the fund that we receive from the state governments can also be under question mark, and margins also we don't have that enough history. So how do you look at that, sir, both margin risk and the fund release risk itself?
See, state government, see, if you see the highway sector, the state government project is only one project from MPRDC. If you go by the MPRDC's past history, they're able to make payments, and this also only 40% payment they have to make during the construction phase, being a HAM project. Remaining 60% will come in the form of annuities and interest over the balance payments. So we don't see any major challenge in securing payment from MPRDC for the state project, this state highway project. All the remaining highway projects are of this thing, Government of India's NHAI and MoRTH. And two more state projects are there from MSRDC. Since beginning, we have been getting the payments regularly. So there also.
Packages are EPC.
Yeah, both packages are EPC. Here there is no investment risk. And also we are getting payments regularly for the work done, what we are progressively doing the work.
At least 12% EBITDA
margin. Sarvesh, I request you to join back the queue.
Yeah, 12% EBITDA margin. Yeah, yeah. Just I'm concluding. 12% EBITDA margin, overall 12% EBITDA margin we should be able to achieve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to answer queries from all participants in the queue, kindly restrict your questions to two at a time. You may rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. Next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Yogesh. Congratulations on a decent quarter. So my first question is, now the commodity prices have gone up. So bitumen, which is a large part of the cost and associated inputs around the fuel cost. So when the SPVs give us the EPC project, so how are we protected on margin? Are these fixed price contracts, like if we get a HAM in SPV? So when it comes to EPC to us, is it a fixed price or it is a variable price? So how do we adjust for commodity inflation in that?
We are also.
See, it's on a back-to-back basis. Whatever SPV is getting the price index multiple, which covers both WPI increase as well as the CPI increase, which will largely cover other things, that will be on a back-to-back basis. Similarly, where the bitumen price is now, they are directly compensating between the base price as well as the price in that particular month of execution. That will be also passed on to EPC from SPV on a back-to-back basis.
Whatever the SPV gets as inflation from NHAI is passed to you back-to-back. So that is what you are saying, right?
Yeah. This is a part of the EPC contracts, what you executed between SPV and the EPC contract.
Okay. Second question is, so what is the pending payment from the Vertis Infra now? I think out of the 2,500 crores, 1,700 crores, how much we have received and how much is pending?
Which one?
What is
we have received, other thing except all the things. Except, I think.
We have received the entire payment.
Okay. And what will be the roadmap for the monetization of the next set of assets, beyond these 12 assets? So how are we looking to monetize the projects where we have achieved PCOD or COD?
Wait and watch.
Wait and watch.
So anything I'll see. So we'll certainly let you know once we reach out any kind of a framework mechanism to how to monetize these projects. So we're evaluating multiple options. So we'll certainly share with you.
Nothing with Vertis. I mean, beyond the 12 assets which we have monetized with Vertis, I mean, now we are, for other assets, we are looking for different investors.
No, that's what I said, that it's really premature to say anything. So please wait.
Okay.
As I said, my managing director has said, please wait. And because just now we have got only out of now ongoing 14 assets, including two.
We are also evaluating.
Yeah, we are evaluating. Okay. And only five assets only we got the PCOD.
Okay.
Other assets are under construction.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sudeep Bora from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to know about the Varanasi-Kolkata packages. So, like, we got the ADs in September, October, and you said in your remarks that the progress has been slow in these packages. So, like, what is the outlook on this currently, and, like, how much revenue are we seeing in FY27 from these three packages?
After commencement of these packages during the month of October, physical execution, we achieved 336 crores revenue from these three packages during FY26. 336 crores we already achieved. Going forward, in FY 2027, we are looking at around 1,600 crores-1,800 crores revenue from these packages.
Okay. There's no obstruction or delays right now?
There's no obstructions. All three packages are going smoothly. We are executing, so in full swing. We don't foresee anything, any major obstruction or anything as of now.
Okay.
We should be able to complete these three packages within the stipulated time of 24 months.
Okay. Regarding the Pune Ring Road and Jalna-Nanded, I think one of them was having some issues. Is it sorted? What is the outlook for 2027?
See, these issues, both Jalna-Nanded and Pune Ring Road, whatever issues initially having some land acquisition issues. By then last year for Jalna-Nanded, we encountered a very prolonged monsoon, very intense and a record-breaking monsoon in Jalna-Nanded. Now all these issues are behind us, so we should also able to achieve good kind of a turnover from these two projects. Also, we are targeting around 1,500 crores-1,600 crores in FY 2027 from these two projects. We don't foresee any major issue in these things.
Okay. Sir, about the Haryana Orbit Rail, so that is getting stretched since long time. It's sitting in our order book since long. Any update on that?
See, in the Haryana Orbit Rail, there are certain issues of a land acquisition because it's falling in Aravalli range and other thing. Also, whenever there is restrictions imposed in the construction activity in NCR to curb the pollution. These restrictions are also, we are also facing these restrictions in construction activities that is there. Nonetheless, we have completed more than 400 crores work, which is more than 53% of the work we already completed. Now balance around 360 crores work is there. We are expecting that this balance work will be completed in FY 2027 as well as in FY 2028.
Okay.
Of course, the execution is slow than what we expected, but we are eligible for the necessary extension.
Okay. Remaining work you are expecting to get completed by FY 2028?
Yes.
FY 2028. Okay. Sir, about the mining project, have we started? I know we have started with the initial work, but the major revenue flow that would come from which year and how much are we expecting in, say, 2027 and 2028?
See, in the mining, we started this thing. Execution and mining activities we started. We achieved around 68 crore turnover during FY 2026, the year what we completed. We are expecting another 400 crores turnover in FY 2027. FY 2028, we are expecting around 600 crores. Because we got a 5-year time for this entire thing of 2,956 crores. We should be able to get a decent progress beyond FY 2028 also. We should be able to complete the entire scope within the time.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just want to know our progress on the Andhra irrigation project. Where are we over there?
Irrigation project, we received some payments around 300 crores from the government of Andhra Pradesh. After initially, we could not receive any payment. We received, and till 31st March, we achieved 380 crores worth of project work done we completed. Remaining work done is around 700 crores. This year we are targeting around 200 crores work in FY 2027. Also then this further progress and all will depend upon the receipt of payments from the government of Andhra Pradesh. We are hopeful that being a priority project, they should be able to release And we got time up to September 26th, they given extension, and now we have applied for another 2 years up to September 28.
Okay, sure, sir. And can you just help me with the toll collection numbers and just a bookkeeping question on CAPEX that we did in FY26 and our target for FY27?
Hello? Hello? Just move the number of toll.
Yeah.
For MP Highways in quarter 4 financial year 26 is 13.
I'm sorry, Vasudev, can you use your handset mode, please? Your audio is not very clear.
The management is answering the question.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you can.
The toll of MP Highways is 13.3 crore in this quarter, and for Raebareli is 32 crore. And for DSIDC, Narela project is 2.65 crore.
Okay, sure, sir. And just on the CAPEX part?
CAPEX for financial year 28-27, we are targeting 150 crore rupees.
Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving the opportunity. So my first question is with respect to the MDO. So you spoke that you have clocked in the revenue of 68 crore in FY26 and 400 crore in FY27 is the plan, this plan, right? So sir, is this the EPC revenue or the mining fees that you are speaking about?
It's the EPC revenue. It's nothing, it's mining fee. This is the item rate based contract. Whatever the revenue you are expecting, that is from the EPC revenue only. So we are expecting around 35 crores on an average per month. So we are expecting around 400 crores revenue in the FY27. And going forward, then around 50 crores per month to 600 crores in FY28. It's not a MDO work. It's not a MDO work. Any investment is, no investment is involved. It's a pure EPC work on an item rate basis.
Okay. It's a kind of So, sir, there will be no separate creation of the SPV, right? Generally, which happens in the MDO model.
No. It's on the company's balance sheet only.
Understood. So, second question is with respect to the, the BSS thing. So, you mentioned the order book of 2,000 crore. So, this is a pure EPC or does it also include, the procurement of bought out components?
No. If see, there is nothing, any EPC kind of a thing is there. But it's a TBCB kind of model. We'll be getting charge for the power we transferred into the grid and through gas and directly. And EPC will be the byproduct what we'll be routing through the project through our parent company. So,
yeah, but sir, suppose whatever the bought out components are there, like for example transformers or something, so that will be directly purchased by the SPV or will it be purchased, through the PNC, EPC company?
Yeah. As of now, we're looking at it will be purchased by the PNC, being an EPC contractor.
And then it will be passed to the SPV, right?
Yes.
And sir, the last question, now that the, bitumen prices skyrocketed, so do you see, NHAI, with already, with the tenders that they have floated, so are they going to revise, the authority cost, either by, corrigendum or through, re-tendering, so anything, have you seen anything, any discussion ongoing for that, especially for the, tenders which are floated?
We are expecting a revision of this authority's cost because as of now the compensation mechanism what they introduce is only for 3 months from 1st of April for the ongoing projects. So the projects which they are going to bid out from right now, this thing from the current point, it should be either authority cost should be revised, otherwise this kind of compensation mechanism should further continue.
Okay, so won't, this elongate the, the tendering process or do you see, would it be through a simple corrigendum? How do you see it?
It will be a simple corrigendum. Earlier also they revised the estimated cost put to tenders through an addendum and corrigendum. So this will be also will happen like that only.
Understood. Understood. Thank you. Thank you for answering the question.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Parth Thakkar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. When can we expect the AD for the two new HAM projects?
Which project?
The two new HAM that we received L1.
See, once we get the letter of award and then followed by execution of concession agreement, we have a 5 months time for the financial closure. Similarly, NHAI also will have a 5 months time to fulfill their conditions precedent. So take everything by thing, we are expecting appointed date declaration in Q4 of the current financial year.
Have we submitted? Oh, yes, thank you. And have we submitted bids for any of the BOT projects? And if yes, what would be the size?
No, as of now, we have not submitted any bid for any of the BOT toll projects. We are evaluating the opportunities, the BOT toll projects which have been floated by NHAI.
Okay, last question, sir. What would be our outstanding receivables from the canal project?
Canal projects outstanding, which we have. Okay,
hello? Yes, sir.
The outstanding in canal project is around 300 crore rupees.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir. Sir, any closing comments from you?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for your active participation in our earnings call. Should you have any further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.